He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. This week, we're going to talk about helping children with Florida's Children's First Foundation. We're going to talk about the Miami real estate market with Brad Meltzer. And we're going to have Manny Johnson on talking about what is THCA and how THC and CBD interact with each other. Reagan's with us producing the show. So Reagan will take it away, and then we'll come right back with our first guest. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right. Hey, looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
We're speaking with Jay Abate. She's with Florida's Children First. She's the Vice President of Communications and Community Relations. Jay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's an honor to be on the show.
Oh, my gosh. You're tremendous. Now, first of all, I want to thank Howard Talenfeld for putting us together and helping me learn about your tremendous group. Now, tell me a little bit about Florida Children's and their Advocate for Children's Award.
So the awards are something we do in a variety of cities, and they celebrate the great work that many people in our community are doing to help improve the lives of at-risk, abused, disadvantaged, and kids aging in and aging out of foster care. So it's a great night of celebration. of great people in our community. And it's also a way for the organization to gain exposure, let more people know about what we do, and also to raise funds, which are the lifeblood of our organization.
Now, I work with Broward Housing Solutions to help kids who are aging out of foster care. So it's a big problem that people don't really focus on. They just, it seems like they think that these children are disposable. Tell me a little bit about what you do for the kids.
So let me tell you a little bit about Florida's Children First, which makes us unique. And we work with all the direct care providers around the states and many organizations. In short, we are a nonprofit that focuses on advocacy for kids in and aging out of care. And two things make Florida's Children First very unique and groundbreaking. First, we focus primarily on big system-wide issues that impact the lives of and long-term outcomes of not just a handful of kids each year, but thousands and for years to come. And secondly, our advocacy is educated, informed, and inspired by the youth and care themselves. The kids help us identify the critical and pervasive issues we need to focus on each year. Then we empower them in our Florida Youth Shine Leadership Program to advocate for change.
Wow. Now tell us a little bit about the event.
So we have an event coming up on February 20th at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, starting at 5:30. And at that event, we're going to be honoring three individuals who've made big, significant contributions to helping kids in the child welfare system. One of those people is a corporate leader, Anita Beyer, who is with Centner Beyer Insurance. And she was a mentor to youth in foster care and a foster care parent herself, as well as an adoptive parent. Another one of our honorees is our state agriculture commissioner, Nikki Freed.
Oh, I know her.
You know her. And she, a lot of people may know her most these days as an elected official, but she was, when she was a practicing attorney, she invested hours and hours and hours over years doing pro bono work to help pass one of the landmark pieces of legislation that provided paid legal representation for youth in care with disabilities. And this is a population that really had nobody protecting their best interests or their rights. And it took a long time to get that approved. And she played an instrumental role in getting that passed. And it's now become a really powerful piece of legislation that has helped thousands.
Let's talk more about Florida's Children's First. Tell me how Howard got the idea started and who you really try to work with to impact everything.
So the organization got started a group of child advocates, including Howard and others in the area, saw that an alarming increase in the number of children being harmed by the very system that was really meant to protect them. And they saw a need for positive systemic changes, you know, things that, you know, would really change the lives, alter the lives and the pathway for these kids caught in the system. And there was also a need that they felt for children in state custody to have a voice. There was truly nobody speaking directly on their behalf, representing their best interests. So something had to be done. And it also had to be done because the statistics for kids aging out of care were so grim. You know, 30% instantly become homeless.
Half are 30% of them become homeless?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you break it down and you look at, you know, the fact that you're aged out at 18, sometimes of the kids are still in high school at 18. They, you know, many age out without a high school diploma. Many, you know, and so they don't have the infrastructure, the skill sets, the support network to be successful. And so 35% will, enter the juvenile justice system within 2 years of aging out. Because, you know, again, if you think about it, you're at 18, you're forced to fend for yourself. you'll turn to whatever, you know, survival mode techniques you can come up with. So something had to be done. And so in 2002, Howard and a group of other advocates came together to form Florida's Children First. And together, you know, they really have changed the world of child welfare. And more importantly, they've empowered thousands of children through Florida You Shine to become strong, powerful advocates for themselves, you know, using their own voice to change the system that directly impacts them.
What's one of the big changes that they've been able to implement?
Well, you know, it's a super long list, so I'll just give you a few examples. So through combined efforts, kids in aging out of foster care can now receive free in-state college tuition through age 28, which is huge.
What?
And it really, yes, and it overcomes a huge barrier to entry that previously existed because, again, you know, these are kids that don't have a family structure helping them navigate, you know, where do they go next after they graduate high school. Another big area, they helped kids get access to their records so they can enter the military. You know, a lot of people wanted to go down that pathway when they graduated high school or aged out at 18, and that was a barrier. So now they can get their records. And, you know, did you ever wonder, how does a kid in foster care learn to drive? Something I never really thought about. I grew up in Chicago. We didn't have a car, but you can get around anywhere on public transportation. Down here, it's a different story. And through our efforts, we helped get approval. So now every kid in foster care can attain, the state will pay for driver training, a license, and even some insurance to get them going. And that's a huge,
oh my gosh,
huge game changer.
How do people find out about this stuff? Because kids don't know about this.
Right. Well, this year, one of the big initiatives they're working on this year is called the Foster Care Bill of Rights. Because what they're finding is that even though the Annie Casey Foundation did a study not long ago, and they found that even though Florida has some amazing benefits and programs in place that should actually be improving the outcomes for youth, they're actually below average in many benchmarks. So getting a system in place that will allow people to to know the rights, both the caregivers and the people in the foster homes, the people that are responsible for kids, so that they know what the rights are, they know how to share them with the kids, and the kids can find out about them. So that's a big initiative that we're trying to get passed this year. And next week we begin a series of free training programs for frontline workers in the field on how to get the information and how to learn all the rights that currently exist and how important it is to share with the kids.
How do people get more information about the event, about Florida Children's First, all that good stuff?
Well, they can go to our website, which is floridaschildrenfirst.org. They can find us on Facebook. They can call our office. And, you know, we are trying to, you know, obviously do the best job that we can to get the word out. So getting more media partners like yourself that will give us a platform to let people know that we exist and how to find us would be wonderful. And, you know, spreading it by word of mouth. But definitely floridaschildrenfirst.org is the number one place to start.
That's tremendous. Now, one last question, and I want to make this directed just at you. What prompted you to get involved?
Wow. Well, you know, I've worked in the nonprofit industry for a long time, and this is an area that personally spoke to me. I have some personal experience in this arena, and, you know, I feel it's so important to help kids who really have nobody else. Even if I struggled as a child, I had a parent. And I had a network of people that were there to care and help. And for kids who don't have that, it's really important to put that something in place that will empower them and make sure that their past doesn't need to define their future. And to give these kids who, you know, really are deserving of a better tomorrow, an opportunity. So, you know, it's a personal passion, but it's also something that's, you know, every day you get up and you know you're doing something good in the world, changing people's lives. And I work with an amazing group of people from, you know, from Howard, who's our board chair, to our executive director, our statewide director of Florida Youth Shine, everybody in the organization. So,
well, that's tremendous. One last pitch on the event again. How do people get more information on the event?
So I would urge everybody to go to floridaschildrenfirst.org, and information is on our homepage. They can also find us on Facebook. They can Facebook Messenger us. We're very responsive. We literally field hundreds of calls, and we answer every call every day for people seeking help and guidance and requests to help.
That's tremendous. I want to thank you so much for being here on the show today. Thank you for honoring my niece, Nikki. And of course, thank you for what you do for all the kids. Thank you again so much, Jay.
And thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for putting us together. Oh, it's my absolute pleasure.
We'll be
right back. Thanks again to Jay and Florida's Children's First. We'll be right back with Manny Johnson. We're going to talk about what's THC, what's THCA, that's the latest, and CBD, and how do they all interact with your medications. More with Freedom Business after this message.
Yeah.